In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Alleluia. Dicite in gentibus, quia Dominus regnavit, aligno. Say among the nations that the Lord hath reigned from the tree. These are the mysterious words of the psalm which greet us in the Alleluia of today's Mass, a Mass which otherwise reminds us of Holy Week, the time of the Passion. For we begin this evening's Mass with the same introit which we had on Holy Thursday as we prepared for the Passion of the Lord. But now all the beautiful chants which we had at Holy Week are taken up once again in this feast where we rejoice in the fruits of redemption which we draw from the pierced side of our Savior on the cross. And so we cry out with Holy Church, say among the nations that the Lord hath reigned from the tree. If you went to the trouble after Mass to look in your Bibles, look up Psalm 95 in order to find this verse, you will probably be astonished to find that the verse is not complete in your Bible. It most likely says, say among the nations that the Lord hath reigned. But there is no talk of trees in that verse. The verse of the psalm which the Church employs in her liturgy today is part of one of her most ancient traditions. Today it is strongly argued that those words, which were taken by the earliest Christians as a prophecy of King David, are not to be found in the original text. And so, it is normally written in our Bibles, say among the nations that the Lord hath reigned, but not that the Lord hath reigned from the tree. The exegetical question here will never be fully settled. What cannot be disputed is that this mysterious verse of the psalm, as we hear it tonight, was so sung by the earliest generations of Christians. Certainly, from the beginning, the Church has seen in this majestic psalm of David a prophecy of the kingship of Christ, which was won on the cross. The Apostle tells us this reign of Christ was a reign of ignominy in order to take away the ignominy which was to fall upon us. For it is written in the ancient law, cursed is anyone who hangs from a tree. But St. Paul tells us that our Lord has come to take away this curse from us. He says he has taken away the decree that was written against us, nailing it to his cross. Now at Eastertide, we may, with hearts full of joy, proclaim the words which our Lord told us before his death, if I be lifted up, I will draw all things to myself. Now is the hour for us to read once again with joy the epistle we heard during Holy Week. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, for which cause God hath exalted him and hath given him the name which is above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.